few in Asia are optimistic of reaching a breakthrough on major trade disputes at the World Trade Organization's ministerial meeting in Hong Kong. Developing Asian economies remain far apart from developed nations on issues such as market access for agricultural and industrial products and for services. Asian developing economies want rich countries like the United States, Japan, and the European Union to cut billions of dollars of government support to their farmers that make it difficult for Asian products to compete. But the European Union so far refuses to make more concessions. Asian developing nations, however, are unwilling to cut their barriers to imported farm and manufactured goods or to grant greater access to overseas service industries. Shunli Yao, a specialist in agricultural trade talks at Peking University, says that for China, further cuts to agricultural supports would invite serious political and social problems. The country is struggling to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of impoverished farmers.
You cannot expect China to make much more concessions in the WTO agriculture negotiation because China's defense is very limited. It's already very low, and it cannot be lower because they have to consider its potential impact on the rural economy, which is quite fragile. And Chinese leaders have to think about its impact on the rural stability, on the impact on the poverty issues.
As Asian governments cut barriers to foreign competition, local industries argue they are increasingly marginalized in their own markets. In South Korea, angry rice farmers have clashed with police in recent weeks to protest against increasing foreign rice imports. South Korea and Japan have traditionally protected their farmers. But under the WTO, the two countries have been easing restrictions on many imports, much to the dismay of politically powerful agricultural groups. But agriculture is only the start of the problem for Asia when it comes to WTO negotiations. An equally big headache lies in the trade of products such as textiles, chemicals, minerals, and manufactured goods. Negotiations to reduce tariffs on these products, known as non-agricultural market access or NAMA, remain deadlocked. The framework under discussion seeks to cut the highest tariffs the most. For example, a country that charges 80% tariffs might have to cut by 50%, while a nation that charges 20% tariffs would have to cut just 30%. But developing countries generally have the highest tariffs, which they argue are essential for the survival of industries that are not ready for foreign competition. And they insist that developed countries should cut the most. Manab Majumdar heads the WTO division of the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry. Mr. Majumdar says Indian business supports free trade, but he says it has to be fair.
India and other developing countries would have to reduce import duties. But at the same time, the particular relevant provision of NAMA in the Doha mandate says there is a concept of less than full reciprocity. By that, I'm not arguing that India would not undertake tariff cut in the non-agricultural sector. It will. Only thing we have to be very careful that, and that should result in a lesser tariff reduction obligation compared to developed countries.
In a bid to push the talks forward, India recently offered to lower its tariffs on industrial goods by more than the 50% it has already proposed. But India will do so only if developed countries match or exceed its offer. But some Asian countries say they are unlikely to make concessions on NAMA or the services sector if developed countries do not do their part in agriculture. Despite the differences, most Asian governments have reaffirmed their commitment to resolving these issues in Hong Kong. But experts say negotiators are coming with low expectations. Barry Desker, a WTO expert at Nanyang University in Singapore, says negotiators in Hong Kong will try, at least, to salvage the talks from total collapse.
What we would have is a papering over of disagreement and an attempt to carry on the discussion so that there will be further substantive negotiations in 2006.
The Hong Kong ministerial meeting originally was supposed to set out a final framework to achieve the so-called Doha Development Agenda. The round of talks, which began 4 years ago, is aimed at eliminating unfair trade practices and giving poor countries greater access to global markets. Heather Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.